It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.
The Nature Conservancy, a conservation group with programs spanning the globe, hopes that a report it compiled will help build the case for natural climate solutions throughout the United States. The study is titled Natural Climate Solutions for the United States, and it shows how forests, wetlands, and agricultural lands can significantly drive down greenhouse gas pollution.
Lake Effect Susan Bent spoke with the study's lead author, Jill Fargioni, the science director of the Nature Conservancy's North America region. Fargioni says the natural idea sprouted at a meeting a few years back.
We looked at natural climate solutions, which are the protection, restoration, and improved management of natural and working lands. And that includes forests, grasslands, wetlands, and agricultural lands. And what we found was that natural climate solutions can help fight climate change with a potential benefit that's equivalent to one-fifth of our nation's current net emissions. And that's the same as if every car and truck in the country stopped polluting the climate. So there's much bigger potential than most people realize.
Where did you draw this data from? How did you crunch it?
We looked at 21 different approaches for natural climate solutions. And so each of those was its own analysis. So we looked at, for example, the literature on how much carbon could be stored in the soils if our croplands used cover crops. We looked at how many places in the country used to have forests and don't currently and are not a road or a city and could potentially have more trees and be reforested. We looked at how much more efficiently we could use fertilizer on our cropland, and we looked at how many more street trees we could fit in our cities. And we looked at 17 other different pathways.
It's encouraging news. It also points to the fact that we, you know, globally we're losing forests. So how do you use this information to turn that trend around?
Yeah, so globally, most people realize that we're losing a lot of tropical forests, and that's a big problem for climate. And I think one of the things that our study showed was that we can make a difference even in the United States, and we are losing just under 1 million acres of forest a year, and we're losing over 1 million acres of grassland, and protecting those places by having smarter growth and funding our conservation programs so we keep marginal cropland out of production, then those are places that we can also contribute to stopping the release of climate pollution.
When you're looking at different habitats and landscapes, you would look at those elements. I mean, what is agriculturally cultivated, what is currently grassland or could be grassland, and what might be best suited for forest, looking at that palette?
That's a good question. So, you know, we looked at each different approach of those 21 different natural climate solutions, and we looked at how it could be implemented. And I think there's different things that would drive each of them. So, for example, when it comes to urban reforestation, people don't plant trees in cities because they store more carbon, even though they do. They plant trees because it's nice to live around trees. So all of these different natural climate solutions have co-benefits in addition to storing carbon. And often those will be the reason that we choose to invest in nature. So we'll invest in protecting habitats along our coast because they help reduce storm damage and coastal flooding. We'll invest in improved forest management in places that we want to reduce the risk of severe wildfires. And we'll help protect forests that provide wildlife habitat and clean water. So there's lots of different reasons that people might choose to invest more in nature.
Earlier, you mentioned looking at more efficient uses of fertilizer. Can you talk a bit more about that? Because that would be a key element of, you know, areas where agriculture is core to a region's economy.
One of the great things about reducing fertilizer use, increasing fertilizer efficiency, is that it reduces input costs for farmers and can help save them money. And so adopting things like precision agriculture techniques, like variable rate technology that puts just the right amount of fertilizer on every part of the field, that saves farmers money and reduces the amount of nitrous oxide emissions. And nitrous oxide is a potent greenhouse gas that's 300 times as powerful as carbon dioxide. So that has a a great benefit for our climate. Farmers can also do application of nitrogen multiple times instead of adding it all at once in the fall. They can do what's called split applications, and that reduces the amount you need to add because less is lost to the environment, which also helps keep fertilizer out of our streams and rivers.
So, Joe, how will the results of this study influence the work of the Nature Conservancy?
Yeah, great question. The Nature Conservancy is committed to protecting nature, and that includes helping to address climate change. And that starts with transitioning our energy economy to zero carbon energy. But Natural Climate Solutions plays a really important supporting role in helping us avoid the most damaging effects of climate change. And that's something that we're promoting, and we're very excited to see more states stepping up and joining the U.S. Climate Alliance. And we think that's a great place to take action. And they have a Natural and Working Lands Initiative. And the states are really going to be laboratories for figuring out how to implement these win-win solutions.
Will part of the thrust of the Nature Conservancy to take this information, the study results, to policymakers and elected officials?
Yeah, certainly. We think that this is a great set of tools to bring to policymakers because we think there's a lot of win-win opportunities to invest in nature that helps fight climate change and also provides great co-benefits like clean air, clean water, and improved habitat for wildlife. One of the reasons we did the study is that Natural Climate Solutions has really been a forgotten solution to climate change. But because the climate crisis is so urgent, we need to look at all the possible solutions, and that should include nature.
Joe Fargioni is the science director of the Nature Conservancy's North America region. He spoke with WUWM's environmental reporter, Susan Benz. You can find a link to the Conservancy study at WUWM.com.
You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.